Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media. I'm here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I had actually less than 500 followers. I'm here to drop literally all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Welcome, welcome back to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. Today, I'm so excited about this topic because as a fellow business owner who works from home, this is somewhat of a struggle. Let's be real. Sometimes, you know, we start Mondays and we're like so motivated. We're on top of it. We're like, this is gonna be a productive week. But let's be real, working from home kind of gets old. It's so easy to get distracted, whether it's by the dishes in the sink or, you know, you wanting to curl up back in bed because the AC's on high. Yes, that has happened to me. So today on this episode, I really want to talk about increasing your productivity and motivation from home and kind of what I do to really help myself, especially when I'm feeling that pull, like I don't feel like doing work right now. I'd rather do this chore instead, or I'd rather lay in bed with a good book. So here are a few tips that I actually love to use that have really helped me with my productivity, because let's be real, when I first started working from home, it was honestly a struggle. I really struggled to stay on task. I always had this like vision in my head, like if I'm alone, yeah, I could stay on task. But really, it was way harder than that. I found myself getting distracted, getting up to grab another snack, wanting to go on a walk all the time, all that kind of stuff. And especially with COVID, I know a lot of people have started to work from home. So I feel like a lot of you guys could relate to this and a lot of you guys could benefit from this episode. So share this with your friends if you know that they are working from home as well, because we got this. We could totally be productive by ourselves. So number one is a rewards method. I used to always be the type of person who would be like, just smash out your work, just do it. But in reality, what really helped me was knowing that if I do this, then I get this. And I like to do that with everything I do because I just feel like it keeps me on task. Like I always tell myself, like, okay, if you do a consecutive like 2 hours of work, then you can, I don't know, go for a beach walk with your friends. Or, you know, if, you know, it's just like, you know, my gym motivation. Okay, like if I work out 5 times per week for the next 2 weeks, then I am gonna buy myself a cute gym outfit. It just totally motivates me and gets me in the mood to just be like, I'm gonna do it because I get this after. And I just feel like it works. It really works. And next, it's the 50-10 method. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this on my podcast before, but it is a game changer method that I've been using for, I want to say, the last year and a half. So for example, you turn on a timer for 50 minutes, 50, and in that 50 minutes you do the task that you were supposed to do. As soon as that timer's up, you get 10 minutes of a break, whether that's to get up and get a snack, get some water, get some fresh air, whatever it is. And then once that 10 minutes over, you start the timer again for 50 minutes and so on. You guys get the pattern. But what I found is sometimes, especially when I'm having an overwhelming day where I'm like, I'm not gonna get through all these tasks, it's gonna take more than a day to do this. Whenever I do this method, sometimes I find, like, I've literally found sometimes that, like, a day where I felt, like, very overwhelmed and, you know, I'm never gonna finish all this work, I've gotten it done in, like, 3 rounds of this method. So technically, like, 3 hours, I got all that work done. And I feel like that 10 minutes break kind of, like, gets me at ease. Like, I usually step out onto my balcony, I grab a snack, or, you know, I make myself a quick smoothie, whatever it is, and it gets my head out of the game and I get back in. And I feel like something about that timer also keeps me accountable. So try that out and let me know what you guys think. And last but not least, it's changing up, actually not last, second last, but changing up my environment. So I know this is kind of hard when you work from home, but I'm a big believer on, even if you live in a small space, I live in a small space, I live in a one bedroom apartment, but I like to change my environment, especially when I'm feeling that resistance towards working, whether that's sitting at a different table. Instead of sitting at my office desk, I might sit at my kitchen table, or I might go sit out on my balcony, or I might go to a local cafe and work instead. Whatever it is, I just feel like something about switching up where I'm working sometimes stems better ideas, kind of like boosts my productivity. I don't know, does this happen to everyone else? Because like, I just feel like when I, even if it's like I just move a few feet over onto another desk, I could just think clearly. And now, last but not least, it's creating a routine for my week. This is something that I'm a firm believer on. If you guys know, I am obsessed with calendars and color coding. So this has been amazing for me. So what I mean by this is I love to delegate days of the week so that I'm not scrambling trying to do everything every single day. So for example, Mondays would be kind of my organizing days, where I'm kind of updating my calendars, inputting everything in, putting in all my appointments, all that kind of stuff. And then Tuesdays might be my client check-in days. So I know once I wake up on Tuesdays, it's like, okay, so I have 3 calls to check in with my clients. I'm making client resources this day, all that kind of stuff. I'm messaging them, I'm emailing people back, all that kind of stuff. And then Wednesdays are kind of content creation days. So when I wake up, I know like right away, this is my creative day, where I get to take photos, where I get to plan headings, all that type of stuff. And I just feel like something about delegating a day to certain tasks help me stay on task, because I know what I'm doing, and it really fights that overwhelm too, because I already know it's like literally set up for those certain tasks, nothing else. So yeah, these are kind of my tips to really increase my productivity and motivation, especially from home. And I hope you guys find these helpful. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes for the chance to win a $20 Starbucks gift card on me. And just be sure to share it with your friends on social media and tag me at @_SalmaAziz on Instagram. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram, so that you could connect with other entrepreneurs who are literally striving towards the same goal as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.